Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday the 19th of November, and we're back after a little unplanned absence because we're seeing this morning. Which tropical disease did you have? Was it bird flu? Blue tongue? Hackney measles?
It was a mixture.
Ooh.
It was Hackney flu.
With birds.
There's no involvement in any birds.
What's the news then? What's been happening?
Well, this is awful. But could have been avoided.
Okay.
15,000 people died in Dragon Dutch because of a cyclone.
A cyclone?
Yeah.
What do you mean when they filmed them?
It's a natural thing. And what a lot of people don't know. Is that with a cyclone, it's very similar to what you do, or you deal with it in the same way as you do either a T-Rex or a crocodile, which is don't run.
Oh.
Don't run. Stand perfectly still and nothing happens. But if you move against it, that's when there's a problem. So 15,000 times. There you are.
Because you're running a zigzag.
No, it's the same as the T-Rex. 50,000 people have died unnecessarily.
Is it their own fault for moving then?
Well, I mean, they obviously haven't been told this. So what we need to do is maybe it's our job to become the voice of
cyclones
and just to kind of spread the message. Just, you know, if people know about it.
Well, this cyclone is mainly mentioned, but I think it's because it's got a funny name that no one can pronounce.
Is it called?
Well, I'm correct. Sidr. Sidr. S-I-D-R. Sidr. So, we'd have heard more about it. They'd give us more warnings, they could have said it.
Yeah.
Chris Hume, he's in trouble.
Why?
He, his staff, not him, prepared a dossier called Calamity Clegg. It was all about stupid things Nick Clegg had done, and reasons why Nick Clegg was rubbish. This all came out on the telly, which is not good. But Chrissy said, that wasn't my idea, and having signed this off, so you can't blame me. I don't know what I think about this, because everyone's criticising them for being too similar.
Yeah.
And now when they try and set themselves apart, they're criticised for being rude. They're going to call Calamity Clegg, which is quite cute, really.
Calamity Clegg?
It could have been called, what a fucker that Clegg is. And here's how I'm getting.
Difficult, isn't it?
It is, you know, because you want a bit of competition, but you don't want too much competition.
No. There's been some rubbish art on the beach. It looks like a cheap,
tattoo, doesn't it?
And they say, this chain has been lost to the tide. They say, we're good, we've gone.
I like this one. It's a bit like a crop circle type of affair, isn't it?
That's looking like Cameron McIntosh.
Cameron McIntosh?
Yeah. Not Cameron McIntosh.
Charles McIntosh.
Good job I had you in the
chat. That was fun.
Translate for
me. Well, this is the story that me and Zina discussed earlier with Newscox gimp Susan. A man has been caught having sex with a bike. And Susan was outraged, particularly Susan, was outraged about this. He's been given 3 years probation. She thinks it's very unfair. I think she fancies bikes herself.
Yeah.
But I think she's got a point.
You get on the rattly one.
It's not hurting anyone, is it?
Well, no, he was in a private room in a hostel. The cleaner's knocked on the door and said, hello. And he was like, well, I'm shagging this bike, so I'm not going to answer. And they let themselves in using the key. He might have had to do that to sort of sign up because he was leaving them. And they said he was doing it with a bike. With his pants off, which obviously he would be.
But really, all he was doing was having a wake. It's as simple as that. It's not even that elaborate, he could have been doing...
No, he was holding the bike, not his penis.
Hmm.
I don't know where he was sticking his knob, though. Maybe he was sliding it against the sense or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not that bad.
It isn't, you know, he wasn't doing it publicly, I think is the main thing. It was in a hostel, but in a private room in a hostel, where he'd lived for years and years. I think basically he's a bit of a shady character and they wanted to get rid of him. And finding him having sex on the bike was the most reason they had. Because he was very good at doing the dishes. So that's happened. Well...
I think we should free him. Free the bike shower. He isn't called a bike for nothing.
apparently turkeys could cost up to £50 this year because of bird flu. There's going to be that many of them. It's going to be cheaper to eat gold for Christmas dinner or a goose.
Chicken's not chicken for
pie or you just get one in a little.
Two more microphones and fries. What?
Goodbye.
Each other. And also two girls wearing some trousers a bit too young.
A bit too young, and he's doing a sort of like, it could be an indie boy stance, but actually he's a bit bouldering now. And
he's got a lovely face, and he's not that old.
He's not, but he's...
somehow it just doesn't suit him.
He's a dad, I think, is the problem. He's somebody's dad. So talking of indie boys and their tight trousers, Pete Doherty.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the news for a very different reason.
Why?
Well, he's come out and said, I'll tell you what I like. I really like Roots number 7, Protect and Perfect Beauty Serum, which is one of these products that's been very popular since it was advertised. Susan!
Hi.
Since it was advertised in a beauty program, got advertised, so I did be tested. And he's loving it. He says, Kate got me into it. It really does work. And I think if we look at Pete Doherty, he's got the sort of looks that we'd all aspire to with his fresh face.
Yeah.
Certainly I'd like to look like him, but I'm using. Now, tea bags. Perfect for recycling, you thought.
Yeah.
Just tea in a bag made of paper, isn't it? Brilliant. Stick it on the garden, good for composting. Certainly I'm my grandparents doing that.
Yeah.
Turns out, not so good at all. Yeah. 90% of Britain's tea bags don't decompose. They leave a sheet of plastic netting.
That's very surprising.
It is very surprising because you think it's just paper. It turns out they've sophisticated it too much. Because they used to rip, remember they used to rip more often in the old days.
Yeah.
Now they don't so much. And that probably works because they're made of plastic or drinking plastic.
Oh, no, you don't drink the bag. You don't over-take it. Don't put too much milk in the custard and try.
Anyway, that's happened.
It started snowing all around the country.
It has in Northampton.
Birmingham, probably Scotland.
Wales. Worcester. What's your favourite question?
I don't know.
It's catching the eye, that is. Like it's giving out some sort of signal. It's a tracking device. Oh no, it's not in Devon. Oh, I've just been telling my grand on the phone that it's been snowing in Devon, but it hasn't. In Devon, they've got snowdrops, the flower, not actual snow. I might have to phone my grand up and make a correction there.
Yeah.
Clarification. She can be listening.
It's a new planet, which we all like.
We do like a new planet.
We like it. We love a new planet because it's useful. Very useful. This one's called the Ivy's.
Hello, see?
But yeah. And it's red. Good. It's a cross between Earth and Mars.
Where is it? Is it another solar system, presumably? It'd be weird if they found one in our solar system or something.
400 light years away.
It's quite a long way away. Or is it? I don't know. In terms of space, it could be quite close. Basically, next to us.
Yeah, it's made out of dust.
A tea bag.
And paper.
Binds it together.
Actually, what I've discovered this week is that, well, not even I've discovered, just, it's weird
how... It's doing snot?
Yeah.
That's okay then.
It's just weird how it makes things stiff. It's like a stiffening agent or something like
that. Starchy.
But you get hanky naturally, it's solid. But I made a tea tablecloth solid.
Like the chewing trout.
Using just snot. What's in it?
Well, it's just it's that whole something being a bit wet and a bit viscous and then drying.
And a bit what?
Viscous.
Viscous?
Yeah.
I thought it was being tight.
It's tight. Yeah. No, viscous is something that's got a kind of a solid substance to it, but not entirely thick. Not at all like it. You've completely misunderstood me. If you'd said pre-cum, that would have been A, funnier, and B, more correct.
So it's
fine. Like, maybe egg white. Well, I mean, yeah.
That's not.
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Men go weak at the knees at a sight of a blonde woman, always, but they also make their heads go funny as well. That's what happens to them when they see a blonde lady.
In what way was the science?
The science is, I'm glad you asked, they gave some men a general knowledge quiz, probably about football and that, and then they showed them some pictures of some blonde women.
Right.
And they did them another general knowledge quiz, and they weren't as clever after the second general knowledge quiz.
Did they do it with brunettes as well?
No. No, it's because blonde people, they start thinking stupid, because they think blonde people are stupid, apparently. I don't know if that bit of the science really stands up, or whether they just, you know, fancy them and thinking about other things, not football. It's here in the paper, it's true.
Almost one in three workers are now thanked by their bosses.
Thankless, isn't it?
Which is really true, and it's made me really, really think, actually, Michelle, what I want to do now is to say thank you for your hard work. Love your boss.
Oh, well, I've got a message for you, so.
Okay.
Actually, I worked really hard when you were off last week, so I think you were thanking me before, and it's just too little too late. I was probably going to quit with that.
Sure.
Well, that made it sound like you're my boss, thank God. Well done, Zina. Well done for coming back in when you're feeling not entirely over your cold. You're packing food. Well done.
Well done.
And you've done some lovely work on the banking.
Is that
the Yeah, that means. Yeah. Do a cough, do a weak cough.
Yeah, let me hold your balls and cough. Go on, cough.
I haven't got some balls.
You're squeezing in there.
No, you're not. It's not your hanky in your hand.
They don't know that. It's
me. Oh, okay, here you go. You're on the balls.
Thanks for the big. Oh, you've got cancer.
I sponsored someone to grow a moustache for testicular cancer last week, and then I started thinking, I don't know why I've just done that, because I almost want all men to have testicular cancer. And I thought, no, that's harsh, I don't. But at the same time, I just want to get down there.
And I suppose the good thing about testicular cancer is putting the cancer is on the outside.
Yeah.
So it's
got further to travel to infect your lungs and stuff.
Yeah. They're kind of separate, I can't do that, but...
There they are. There's a new perfume, wait for it, Red Dog. It's Mungo and Maud, Petit Gamond, new fragrance for dogs. Apparently they've taken their inspiration from nature. Smells like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who would buy that?
An idiot. Oh, hang on. Liz Hurley, Sienna Miller and Graham Norton are on the waiting list. Bless you,
you've
Susan.
Been watching any of The Jungle?
I've only seen a little bit of The Jungle. I've had a very busy weekend doing activities.
I've seen some of it.
And what do you think?
Well, I'm actually warming with Janice Dickinson now.
I think she's good. I like the fact that she's
actually quite clever, and she's very...
She's very quick, very funny.
Yeah. And as much as I can, they're all going mad about her, actually, I think she'd be a right one.
I think she'd drive me nuts, but in quite an entertaining way.
Yeah.
Oh, happy anniversary to the Queen. And to Prince Philip.
Yeah.
For tomorrow, I think, maybe.
Was it anything?
It was their 60th, which I think is it Ruby? Ruby. Oh, that would explain why they've got this
I'm sure it's not kitchen appliances, because someone's made a statue out of kitchen appliances for them. Oh, because it's also Kenwood's 60th birthday. They made it out of Kenwood mixers.
And it's fucking excellent.
I like to think that Kenwood are there thinking, most, I'll tell you what, Queen's getting married today, why don't we start a business selling electrical goods for the kitchen? Now, Hugo Chavez, I'd say his name, I don't know, he's King of Spain, well done him. And he recently...
Nice country to the king of.
Well, is it? It's quite troubled.
Yeah?
They had a civil war, you know, quite recently.
That was really cool.
And they got all blown up and stuff.
But on its sausages.
Throwing donkeys up a tower.
Nice.
Chased by bulls.
Time.
Eating the squirrel. Something happened over there. Anyway, he had a bit of a row last week with the Venezuelan president, whose name I don't know. Hugo Chavez is. I've really cocked this up. It's because I'm trying to read it from. We've swapped seats today, because things not very well. Well, I can't. I'm trying to read it from across the room, and also shouldn't be showing up my ignorance of world politics, which usually I appear very wise about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. Hugo Chavez is the Venezuelan president.
Right.
The King of Spain is, of course, King Juan Carlos. Anyway, they had a row. Old Juan. He's a one. He told him to shut up. Told Chavez to shut up. And now that's the best selling retailer in Spain. You could also get t-shirts, mugs, and websites where you can read about the row, get t-shirts about the row, and blog about the row, drink tea out of a mug with the row on it. It's all happening, it's quite a little industry.
Who do you prefer, most importantly, then?
I think I like
Carlos or Chavez?
Chavez.
I'll go for the other one.
Alright. Tell you what, we're not going to go on a double date with them two. They don't even use each other anymore after the row. Apparently, 1 in 10 people have lost their luggage when they've been on holiday in the last 2 years. They've had it lost or misplaced, which I don't believe. I've never known it happened.
I know it does go wrong.
I know it does, but if you think I know more than 10 people, you think I'd know at least one that had lost the luggage.
Hmm.
I certainly never have.
It drives me fucking crazy.
I don't know, in a way it's quite good because you go, oh, just claim insurance, get a new pen.
Keep going, change.
I mean, travel without insurance.
Oh, no, thank you.
You get a free travel insurance policy in your bank account.
Yeah.
It's obviously worse if you lose it on the way to the holiday.
Mm.
But in a way, worse when it comes back, because I've got this real fear of dirty nipples spilling out of my bag onto the conveyor belt.
I had my bag searched by a woman in Tel Aviv, and she had rubber gloves on. I'd been away for quite a while, and my friends were in the good way. Whilst I was away, she pulled them all out in front of me.
Sure she's seen worse.
It's very humiliating.
Yeah, no, it's demeaning, isn't it? Anyway, they say that 1 in 10 people have lost their baggage, but I'm not. It's one of those statistics that I don't read the other statistics, I don't believe. Just from personal experience, I'm thinking about only 1 in 1,000 things goes missing in the post. That's what I'm saying. And going, no, every year I have at least 3 things that go missing in the post.
Mm.
And I do not get 3,000 letters. I get maybe 6. That's half the stuff going missing in the post.
It's,
they lie about that one a lot.
It's a lottery putting anything in the post.
It is.
It's shit.
A man's got in a washing machine.
Why?
To cover him from being in a mining blast. He's got a bit of rubbish to put in the washing machine.
Don't understand that.
Put it glass in the mine.
Yeah.
Covering coal dust.
Yeah.
It's in the washing machine.
Do you have a shower?
No, he's asleep.
He's asleep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't you put
dirt into your sheet? Oh, get those jeans dirty in the hospital. They put me in with the sheet.
like in business and marketing.
Weirdly, as I'm working up.
Is it coma or something?
Don't they normally give people like a wet study pass, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit of a try. A man has given a donation to the College of Art, and it's a 700 Hawaiian shirt. he's not, sadly though, they're not going to be on display, they're just going to get sold on eBay to raise some money for some paintings. That's how that works.
Turns out that Tony Blair,
he's furious.
He'd written a list of the top 10 people that he wanted to do away with, and one of them was Mr. Robert McCarthy.
No.
He'd even googled Fall Guys. Because he was looking for Fall Guys.
Talk Seepers.
To go and do that.
Hitman.
Yeah.
That's not a film
guy. But you needed a fall guy for
Gordon Brown would be an ideal one.
Yeah.
But it would have been a quite a light happy.
He's not happy enough.
Too late.
Yeah.
Lots of people lie about how much money they've spent on stuff from their loved ones. Lots of women basically they fudge what they've spent. And they fudge it by saying, oh, I've got it in a sale. It's only £20. Wasn't, it's the £5 that sort of thing, which I think really I think betrays a lack of awareness of how interested men are in things that women have bought and how much they cost. They're not listening, they don't care, there's no point in lying.
Yeah.
Unless you're spending actually there, aren't you? Which I think maybe they are. It's not something I would condone, but
this is something that just go on.
People keep getting work emails at home and they're furious about it. Many workers check messages before going to sleep. Whilst having a bath, very bad idea. Or driving to and from the office, also a bad idea. You check your messages on your computer while you're in the bath or driving a car.
Makes sense.
Even if it's on a BlackBerry, it's still a bad idea.
I'd never get a BlackBerry. I think it's a terrible idea. There's a bus stop in Warwickshire that's been listed and it's thatched roof.
That's a target for a vandalism, I thought.
And it's with me lovely. It's quite good, but it's better to have a new one.
Think?
Yeah.
They still use it as a bus stop because I think, I mean, teenagers drinking cider in that.
It's not like if you don't open flames.
Exactly. It's nice that it's probably sheltered though, which is quite good.
Yeah.
It's got a roof on it. And, you know.
Yeah, just from a roof.
Four walls. Actually, you couldn't smoke in that, but there's
Do you believe in fairies, Michelle?
No.
Susan, do you believe in fairies?
No.
Oh, well, they do exist.
Oh, well. That's proof, doesn't it? We've got the right egg on our faces.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, Susan.
You can go on a tour to go and see all the places where fairies have been definitely spotted and photographed.
Very much the sort of thing that would happen in Iceland, isn't it, Susan?
Yeah.
They have a little tour there, one bit of the town where there'll be invisible people when you're on a tour of all the secret people are. And we did go past the mountain. There's a rock fall.
No, I don't know if it's out of the window, I can't get anything in my legs.
Why?
I probably have a reaction, but...
Your legs tingling?
I've got some pains in them.
But they go black.
I don't know, so I've got much of them.
We'll have a look in a minute.
Probably.
Yeah, it's probably lack of exercise.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, in Iceland, you can see the rocks, they've got doors on them, and they're very pictures of them.
Oh, so they are for you, of course.
Yeah, I just thought, well, I thought you meant, you know.
Either that, or a van that's
random. Who'd do that? 24 black teenagers been killed this year. Soon, there'll be a dying species. I mean, you know, they'll be on the endangered list. racist. Susan, we didn't come in here to lower the tone and make our podcast all racist.
Listen, sports been going on.
Good. What sort?
What sort? This is a picture of a man in the middle of a cricket. And,
I don't think he's in sport, he just takes tours around the sporting venue.
Well, it looks like a chart. The venue looks quite good, it's big. I don't know where it is.
That's at Wembley.
Wembley. See, I knew it was a good one.
Can stop. Are you going to talk about this?
You talk about it.
There's some kittens and they got abandoned by their mum. Or she died, I suppose, I don't know. No, she didn't die from that, was it? And so the nurse at the vet's went, oh, these are nice kittens, and they're a similar grey to my pet rabbit. So she's taken them home, and the rabbit's now apparently looking after them. They're looking after them mainly involves having them run all over you, going, shit, there's loads of tiny cats all over me. I'm a rabbit.
But she's been milking them.
Has she? Milking them? That one is quite funny, eating the cat there. I don't think she has been weaning them, I think that's made up. And finally, I've been happy about this the last one. Zena's now getting a sock off to see if she has got gangrene there. If you want to get an album this week, a new one that's out, not necessarily the best one, but it might be, is Girls Aloud's album, Tangled Up. This is the one where they wrote the songs, didn't it? What this one says is, if you do want to get the Girls Aloud album, get their greatest hits, because they've had one out. Don't hit me over the head with your sock. Right, you're going to report on your foot?
You're black on it.
Well, only your black toenails. I think it's fine, I think you probably just need to go and get a bit of blood flow going around your legs. A bit of walking, it's pumping.
Maybe just move your socks.
Or you have got, yeah, like a strong elastic around the top of your sock. Yeah, it's that. Right, we'll solve that then. Any medical problems, write them in, and you should have phoned in to Jeremy Vine with that one. Have I got gangrene in my foot? And he'll go, no, you've just got tight socks on. Thanks for listening, we'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.
Say bye, Susan.
Bye. Bye, Susan.